Good evening, everyone. Today's 4-minute story, The Forgotten Partner. Maya rushed into the cafe, her laptop bag slipping from her shoulder, papers half falling out.
Sorry, I'm late,
she said, slightly breathless. Across the table, Daniel didn't even smile. He just stirred his coffee slowly.
You're always late, he said quietly.
Maya, frowned but forced a cheerful tone.
I was fixing the pitch. I stayed up half the night. Make it perfect. This could win us the client.
Daniel leaned back in his chair, his arms crossed, his eyes distant.
Perfect, huh? And what are my ideas? I don't remember you asking.
Maya paused, suddenly uneasy. She thought he'd be glad she worked extra hard, but instead, Daniel's voice carried something heavier than annoyance. He sounded resentful, as if her late nights were not dedication, but proof that she didn't trust him enough to contribute.
Silence stretched between them, the hum of the express machine, the chatter of Ada's table. All of it made the quiet louder.
Finally, Maya closed her laptop.
Daniel, she said softly, I need you in this. Not just your presence, but your voice. I can't do this without you.
He hesitated, still guarded. You say that now, but when the pressure comes, you take over. Do you even notice when I'm trying to help?
The words stung, because they were true. She had to push her head along, telling herself it faster. But the faster had left him feeling invisible.
Maya leaned forward. You are right. I did that. And I don't want to keep doing it. Let's scrap half of this and rebuild it together. Even if it means a long night again. For the first time that morning, Daniel's shoulders loosened. His eyes softened. You'd really throw away your perfect version?
Maya smiled.
If it means we actually show up as a team, yes. A slow grin spread across his face. All right then, together. They pulled their chairs closer, the tension finally breaking. The pitch wasn't just about winning a client anymore. It was about winning back the partnership that mattered most.